This is Senator Al Simpson. As we celebrate a National Thanksgiving Day today, we count the real blessings of our lives, and I hope all Americans will remember the less fortunate. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, like that signpost along the highway, Thanksgiving is that annual holiday that helps us to mark the years of our lives and remember all that we have to be thankful for. But on this special family day, I hope we will think for a moment about all of those who won't be pulling up to a big turkey feast tonight or settling around a warm fire with family and friends. Thanksgiving isn't just the day to remember everything good about our lives. It is a day to think about the millions of homeless and hungry who may be less fortunate. It is a day to think how we can make this world a better place to live by putting aside our partisan differences and finding a better way to help our fellow man. Let's join in that, Ted. Happy Thanksgiving.
Al, the same to you and our listeners from all the Kennedys in Hyannisport. I hope you're dining in style on turkey with two right wings. I also send a Thanksgiving greeting to our 200,000 troops in the Persian Gulf. Americans are thankful war hasn't come yet, and hopeful it won't come at all. And it won't come, Al, if Congress does its job, and we insist that President Bush gives sanctions a fair chance to work. This is the earliest Thanksgiving ever comes, November 22nd. But when it falls on this day, it's a bittersweet time for our family because of the sad memory of President Kennedy in Dallas. Across the years, what endures is his message that we can get the country moving again and that we can still reach for new frontiers and be a strong force for peace in the world. A good message for any Thanksgiving, Al, especially in 1990. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on what senior citizens should do when Medicare doesn't do the job. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.